Good morning. Today we are continuing our conversation of the various minhagim and hanhagot of Erev, Yom Kippur, and as we will see that many of them follow along the concept and are consequences of the concept that this is really a day of Yom Tov, despite the fact that we can do malacha. It's not like a strictly speaking Yom Tov or Shabbos, but indeed it has very many aspects of being a Yom Tov on Erev Yom Kippur. A number of these hanhagos or minhagim are actually Hasidic minhagim, so they may not be familiar to certain of our communities, but nonetheless, these are nice minhagim should somebody desire to adhere to them. So number one, the Haggadah Zichron Avram says as follows, that we make on Erev Yom Kippur challah just like we have on Yom Tov. So we should make on Erev Yom Kippur, for Erev Yom Kippur, just like we prepare for Yom Tov, because Yom Tov is a day we have challah, so too Erev Yom Kippur, we should have challah. Number two, he brings in the Haggadah Zichron Avram as well, that we should have a tablecloth spread out on our table the entire day of Erev Yom Kippur, just like we have on Yom Tov. So that gives it the covered for Yom Tov, and it also gives us the feeling that this is a day of Yom Tov. Number three, the Sidur HaRamak says that just like on a Shabbos we have Lech Mishnah to Challah, so too on Erev Yom Kippur we should treat it the same. That is something that imbues the day with the spirituality, the Ruchnias of a Shabbos and of Yom Tov, and accordingly it should be done on Erev Yom Kippur the same. Number four, the Elef HaMagen says, the Nohagim Sheberev Yom Kippur, with the Minagan Erev Yom Kippur, is that we make challahs that are agulim, that are round, but kidmus knafayim, but in the form of wings. This I haven't seen in particular. Certainly we are noeg at this time of the year to have round challahs, but he says to make them in the form of wings. Why in the form of wings? Because on Yom Kippur, we are, Klal Yisrael is like Malachim, we are like the angels, and it says in the Pasuk that the Malachim, Shesh Knafayim Lahem, that they have six wings, so we want to show that we are also like the Malachim, so we make our challahs in the form of wings to represent that we are on that level on Yom Kippur as well. Number five, the Darkei Chaim V'Shalom says that on the Suuda, on Erev Yom Kippur, his minhag was to cut the challah initially, just like he would do on Shabbos. And when he did it, he started cutting with the knife, but then he stopped and he would break the rest of the challah with his hands. And what he would give out to people, he would divide up to people, he indeed would do it by hand, breaking it piece by piece, and that he had a Kabbalah from his grandfather, the Baal B'nai Yisaschar, based on the Pasuk, Teref Nasan Li Re'av, that is the Lashon of breaking, that the challah should be broken and given out. And number six, this is commonly done by most, the Mata Ephraim says, the Nohagim B'Su'udas Erev Yom Kippur, the Noheg, the Minhag on the Suda that we have on Erev Yom Kippur, is that we take our challah and indeed we dip it in honey. So that is a constant that we have from Rosh Hashanah all the way through the end of Sukkot, that we have honey on our challah, and Erev Yom Kippur is no different. Have a wonderful day.